Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Slinky Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday. If you're looking for some wrestling, really quick, we have some show notes. Tonight, WCWO in Indianapolis, Indiana. PSW in Piedmont, Alabama. RCW in Calgary, Alberta. BWW in Kelowna, B.C. SICW in Jeffersonville, Indiana. FCW in Imperial Beach, California. And Fully Loaded Wrestling tonight in Minot, North Dakota. Tomorrow, PWA in Edmonton, Alberta. EWF in San Bernardino, California. TWE in Canoga Park, California. UWE in Los Angeles, California. NRW in Arvada, Colorado. MFW in Sanford, Florida. NWA in Pensacola, Florida. AIWF in Woodstock, Georgia. DSTW in Canton, Georgia. POWW in Wooddale, Illinois. CCW in Evansville, Indiana. New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana. WCCW in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. ACW in Hagerstown, Maryland. NECW in Dedham, Massachusetts. AWF in Granite Falls, Minnesota. XWE in Nelsonville, Ohio. And PWX running in McKeesport, Pennsylvania tomorrow. So QT, full slate of professional wrestling this particular week. Tons of shows going on. Find one near you. Go out and support the local independents. Sounds like a big week for wrestling, QT.
You know, you often don't hear about wrestling in North Dakota. I'm glad that they have some action going on in Minot.
Absolutely. Fully Loaded, been running there for right around a year now. They've had a lot of success there in North Dakota.
As you know, Sun Guy, the temperatures can get pretty cold in North Dakota, but cold can't describe the actions that's happening around here, especially with blue-collar wrestling in Vancouver. Will Sun Guy be doing referee duties in Vancouver this Sunday? Yes.
Well, since they do not run Vancouver, I shall not. But down in Portland where they are, I shall.
Well, yeah, as you know, Sun Guy, Vancouver and Portland have pretty much bled into each other, yes. I hear that on the political ballot, they're going to make Vancouver and Portland into one city, and that's from my wrestling sources. And they're pretty impeccable, yes.
How do they account for the two cities spanning two different states, and thus how would they split the tax revenue? Because Oregon has no sales tax, Washington does. How would they reconcile this?
There's probably going to build a big bridge, a bridge to nowhere, yes, which is quite ironic because it will span the Columbia River. Even Coach Mike Jones knows about this, yes.
And a bridge would affect the tax situation in what way?
We have no idea. yes.
I see.
So, you know, they're going to put in a heavy toll. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
A heavy toll like the one Beast paid the other day for simply driving down the road. He paid a heavy price.
Paid a huge price. And what is this about a certain quite sensitive photograph they're going to take of Beast's chest?
That was a rumor going around. You want to tell the people exactly what area of the chest this photograph would entail should said photograph be made public?
Well, I'm not exactly quite sure. I believe it is the upper chest. Put it this way. Have you ever signed at yourself, had a knife edge chop from Defola Debashi?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
Yes.
How about a titty twister?
No.
Oh, okay, well, I prefer the knife edge chop myself, yes. I believe that Dave Barnett suffered a knife edge chop kind of like injury, and just for precaution, they're going to photograph this area. Yes.
With a regular photograph or an x-ray?
Oh, x-ray, yes.
Well, hopefully he recalls that x-rays make great Christmas card inserts.
Yes, I think there was an episode on Seinfeld where Elaine passed out a Christmas card. However, there was something called a nip slip. We can only hope that Dave Barnett is not subjected to this humiliation like Elaine Bennis was. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
QT, would you be excited to have an x-ray of Beast Barnett's upper chest in some form of greeting card around the holiday season?
To receive a gift like that around the gift-giving season? No, I think I'd rather be audited by the IRS.
You would rather have Mike Rotundo come to your home and go through your last 18 years of tax returns.
Yes, rather than receive a photograph of Dave the Beast Barnett's chest. Yes. It's not like
all
this
right.
is a gift card.
Well, that's what you want. Maybe we can make a call to one Mike Rotundo.
I think I would welcome that, yes. Why don't we do that? We could do that on our top priority list for next week. Yes.
All right.
Now, Sangay, today's guest was Ashley America. Did you have a chance to look over some of her videos? And were you aware that she attended Shippensburg University?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay. You weren't aware that she attended Shippensburg?
I was not. Now, did you have to go through her personnel file from said college to find this out? Did you go through the personnel files of all the major colleges until you got to this college and found one, Ashley America?
No, there's fairly much a nationwide ban on me requesting information from various admin departments for universities throughout the United States on wrestlers. Yes, there is a ban.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Now, Sangay, in one of her videos, one of the announcers referred to the ring ropes as steel cable covered by green felt or something like that. Green felt. No, a rubber
tape. It's probably cables wrapped in tape, which is the bulk of the ropes, but I believe our guest has joined us. Do we have Miss America with us?
Am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Well, Ashley America, thank you very much for joining us today. Our first question for you is going to be our usual first-timers question on our show. What led to you being in the professional wrestling industry?
Well, you know, it's just something that I enjoyed, so that's why I wanted to be a part of it.
Prior to getting into the business, did you have any type of athletic background that would have prepared you for wrestling training, or did you go into training just kind of cold, not really having a background athletically?
No, in middle school, I played recreational softball, and I was so bad that I always got put in the outfield, so I would mostly just look for four-leaf clovers, and I was in marching band in high school and college, so that's about it. I was polka champion senior year in gym class also. that shoot.
Well, I think that qualifies as something important.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm proud of it.
Now, you are, I believe, 4 years into your career. Is that about accurate?
Yes.
Oh, in the 4 years that you've been wrestling, who are some of the people that you would consider the mentors that you have in your career?
My biggest mentors are Delirious and Truth Martini.
Not bad choices.
Yes, well, you know, they kind of chose me, so.
Makes it even better.
Yeah, totally. I'm a lucky girl.
Exactly. Truth Martini, of course, a manager, but his House of Truth school, one of the more reputable ones in the entire industry, and Generico, of course, extremely well known on the national level, has trained a lot of great talents. Now, do you think
Delirious?
That having those... yeah, Delirious. I believe, yes. Yeah. Delirious, great trainer, actually. In your career... I know you've done tag teams as well as singles. What do you think you prefer personally out of the two, and do you find yourself preparing any differently one versus the other?
Well, I mean, in tag team you have a partner, so that's different. But, you know, same thing kind of generally goes into it. You just have a little more help in a tag team match, but... I'm happy to fill in whatever spot I get with a smile on my face.
Being that you're Ashley America, I'm sure you've come across a few evil foreign menaces in your day. Who are some of the more evil foreign menaces that you've had to overcome so far?
You know, I'm kind of a more modern America where I just want everyone to reunite. I want the continents to come back together and form Pangea. So,
brave new America.
I don't want to label anybody as being evil because they're from another country. I think that's kind of an old-fashioned way to look at things. Like, we're all human beings.
Very well said. Good point. Now, have you had a chance thus far to do a little bit of international traveling at all? Have you gone outside of the realm of the United States?
I've been to Canada twice.
Going into Canada, which will count, does that tend to give you a different type of crowd response than when you wrestle stateside, or... do you not really notice a difference either way?
I mean, every crowd is different from show to show, so I can't really, like, and I've only wrestled for one promotion in Canada, so I can't really, like, make a judgment that way. Kind of hard to say, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Definitely every single crowd is different. Well, at this point in time, my co-host QT is with us, and he has some questions, so I'm going to hand things to him for a while.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Sungai. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, QT.
Ashley, you said that you were in the marching band in high school. Did you play the cello in the marching band?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
How do you know?
Oh. I don't know. That was just a hunch. I've always had this big question about cello in marching band. Did you have to move pretty fast to move your chair down the field, sit in it, play a few notes on the cello, and then suddenly stand up and move your chair along with the marching band?
I actually had some underclassmen that I sat on. They would be on all fours, and I would sit on them, and then one of them would hold my cello, and they would move around with me on them.
Oh, all right. Okay, that's kind of wrestling-like. Okay, very good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there were rumors out there that Everybody Wants to Rule the World is one of your top five favorite songs of all time. Is this true?
Yeah, I love Tears for Fears. How'd you know?
Oh, usually celloists like that song. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Kind of going that's a good one.
Oh, okay. Well, is it also true that Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult and Plaster Caster by Kiss round out your top three?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard the song Plaster Caster by Kiss?
No, not that I know of.
No, okay, well, that will be your homework, Turnbuckle Turmoil homework assignment, to listen to Plaster Caster by Kiss on YouTube.
I'll check that out immediately.
Oh, very nice. Okay, very good. And you can also request the lyrics. Yes, okay. All right. Well, Ashley, I see that you studied art education at Shippensburg University. Did you get a degree in this?
Yes, I did.
Wow, all right. Do you currently teach art education?
No, I don't. I wrestle.
Wow, all right. Okay. Did you have to study like Monet and Van Gogh?
Yeah. We studied them a bit in art history. We studied a lot of different artists.
Okay. Who is your favorite Impressionist artist?
Impressionist?
Yes.
I mean, Monet is probably the most well-known one.
Oh, okay. All
Impressionism
right.
Isn't really my favorite, but...
Okay. Well, Ashley, did you know that on the Shippensburg University football website... that they list offensive lineman Patrick Rogeval at 6'2", 310 pounds. That's a pretty good size, and he would be big enough to qualify for the WWE roster. Have you seen him around the Shippensburg School cafeteria recently?
I graduated from Shippensburg 5 years ago. No,
oh, okay.
6 years ago, actually. I graduated in 2010.
Oh, all right, 2010, okay. Did you graduate summa cum laude?
Yes.
Whoa, now that's, all right. What is the difference between magna cum laude and summa cum laude? I know it has to do with grade point average.
I believe magna is the 4.0 and summa is the regular honors. I can't remember what the GPA is for it, but I achieved that.
Wow, very nice. To your knowledge, are there any wrestlers in the Pennsylvania area named Magna Cum Laude?
I don't know for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, now were you a big fan of the poet laureate Leapin' Lanny Poffo?
I'm not familiar.
Oh,
is that a wrestler?
Yes. My question is, have you ever come to the ring in a cap and gown and recited poetry yourself?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right. You might. You're also a homework assignment that you could do is look up the poet laureate wrestler. Yes. And look up Leapin' Lanny Poffo. Yes. Okay.
I'll check
them out. Well, Ashley, I also looked up your track and field records at Shippensburg, and for the ladies, Neely Spence holds the indoor mile, 3,000-meter and 5,000-meter marks, and outdoors, she holds the 1,500, 3,000 and 5,000 meter marks. These were all set in 2011, except for the indoor mile, which was set in 2010, the year you graduated. My question is, how fast do you think Bree Bella could do the indoor mile in?
Probably about 2 seconds. She looks pretty fast.
What? 2 seconds? Okay.
I wasn't in track and field. I don't know why you're asking me this.
Well, I found that the Shippenberg track and field website was pretty interesting. I myself used to participate in track and field, and I'm really into records.
Yes. Oh, cool.
All right. Well, do you use road running as a form of cardio yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, can you take us through a typical cardio workout? You've got to do some type of cardio to keep up your stamina. Yes.
I usually do jump rope and intervals. I do 30 seconds on and 30 seconds off, just whatever cardio exercises like burpees or jump squats, mountain climbers, jumping jacks, stuff like that.
Okay, all right. Have you ever used a jump rope for a foreign object, as a foreign object? Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Ashley, a look at famous Shippenberg University alumni reveals that author Dean Koontz graduated from Shippenberg. His novels are broadly described as suspense thrillers, but he also incorporates elements of horror, science fiction, mystery, and satire. He was recently ranked number 18 on the all-time greatest horror writers and number 93 on the all-time best science fiction authors. My question is, do you know if Dean Koontz ever wrote about any of the Undertaker's Hell in a Cell matches?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't know who the Undertaker is?
It seems like you know. I think you know more about Dean Koontz than I do, so.
Oh! Well, he is a very prolific horror and science fiction writer, yes. Very famous alumni, yes.
Very cool.
I'm just wondering if he ever wrote about any of the Undertaker's Hell in a Cell matches.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Have you yourself seen a lot of the Undertaker's Hell in a Cell matches? And if so, which one is your favorite?
Oh, man, it's so hard to choose. I just love them all.
Oh, okay. Love them all. Let me write that down. Put it in our logbook. Loves all. Okay. Very good. Well, Ashley, Tommy Franks is also a Shippenberg alumni. He completed his graduate studies in 1984. This four-star general, his last Army post was as the commander of the U.S. Central Command, overseeing U.S. military operations in a 25-country region, including the Middle East. Franks was the U.S. general leading the attack on the Taliban in Afghanistan in response to the September 11 attack on the World Trade Centers. He also led the 2003 invasion of Iraq and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. A museum dedicated to him lies in Hobart, Oklahoma. My sources tell me he is a Shippenberg Delta Epsilon fraternity bro. My question is, Mr. Fuji, the first wrestler Mr. Fuji managed was George the Animal Steele, and then he managed Don Morocco, who he formed a stand-up comedy team with, and they also appeared in a video package called Fuji Vice. My question is, as a Shippenberg Delta Epsilon frat bro and ranked number 2 in the most famous Shippenberg alumni, Could General Tommy Franks have led George the Animal Steele and Don Morocco to even greater wrestling fame than Mr. Fuji, in your opinion? Yes.
Maybe if he had a time machine.
Okay, time machine. Oh, all right. Okay, time machine. Very good answer. All right.
Speaking of time, I actually have to get going. I have to get to work.
Oh, come on. These questions were very existential. Yes.
They are great, but unfortunately, I have a really busy night. I've got a show to get to. So it's been really great talking to you guys, but I got to run. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Miss America, and best luck with your career.
Wow, all right, Sign Guy. As you know, Will, I didn't know if you knew that four-star General Tommy Franks was a Shippensburg alumni. Do you think that he could have done a better job leading George the Animal Steele and Don Morocco? Could he have done a better job than Mr. Fuji? After all, Tommy Franks did command a 25-country region. Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Sign Guy, I was looking over that YouTube video entitled Ashley America versus the Rosebud Sammy Pandora, and could you help? Did you happen to see this video? That's what
I did.
Now, did you see that the front rows in which this wrestling match took place happened to have bright yellow chairs that did match Ashley America's kneecap protectors?
I don't know if that was intentional or not.
I see. Well, I was going to ask Ashley if this mutually exclusive kneecap chair existence in color was in the back of her mind that her goal was to use one of these chairs on Sammy and then hope that the ref could not differentiate between a chair and her knee pads when she came off either the top or middle rope with a knee drop to Sammy's midsection. That was a question I was going to ask her.
That would be extremely bizarre.
Now, if Dimitri and Zay are listening, I'd encourage them to go to this Ashley video with the Rosebud Sammy Pandora and look at her yellow kneecaps, pad protectors, and the chairs at ringside. Yes.
Well, you know, maybe they'll check it out on the YouTube and report back.
Yeah, okay, very good. That's what I hope Dimitri would do. Here's a question, Sign Guy, at Hoosier Pro Wrestling. Why don't they have brightly colored yellow chairs on the first row?
Because they use fairgrounds zones, and the fairgrounds don't own any brightly colored yellow chairs.
I see. They get their chairs from the fairground. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, Sign, I also did some homework, and it seemed like Ashley was a former junior Olympic gymnast. I wonder why she didn't mention this.
Well, she may have been busy answering questions about track and field,
okay,
which she did not play.
Very good. Or she could have been answering questions about being a celloist in a marching band and having to move her human chair pyramid all the time. Yes.
That's another possibility.
Oh, okay. Well, Sange, at the 3:49 mark of this video versus Sammy Pandora, the announcer said that he liked Sammy Pandora's gear, and the black and pink reminded him of Bret Hart and Natalya Neidhart. Now, Sange, what did you think about the recent surgery of Bret the Hitman Hart when they removed his prostate?
I think it was a success from everything I heard. Looks like they got all the prostate cancer removed, and he should have a pretty good prognosis. I believe they are predicting all of it is removed and they'll be cancer-free.
Yes, yes, I did see those prognosis. Boy, that's still one. That's still a pretty invasive surgery. Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, they had a picture of him in the snows of Calgary smiling. So, yes, it was of Calgary. Okay.
Well, he does live there.
Yes, he does. You know, saying also at the 5:13 mark. Now, we touched on this subject a little bit before Ashley did call in. One of the announcers said, Ashley America in firm control of this matchup, choking Sammy Pandora on the middle ropes. And we say this all the time. Those aren't ropes, that's steel. And the other announcer chimed in and said, they're steel cables covered with garden hose. That's all it is. And then the announcer said at the 5:28 mark, Sammy Pandora off the ropes, Ashley America with a big clothesline. Well, I was going to ask Ashley, one announcer said they are ropes, then they agree that they are steel cables covered with garden hose, and then they use the term ropes again in a very generic sense. I was then going to ask Ashley, do you know if these announcers majored in broadcasting at Shippensburg University? Because it sounds to me like they're flip-flopping on the issue of what exactly those ring ropes were made up of. Yes, flip-flopping.
Well, not exactly, because you have real ropes and you have cables that are encased in plastic, such as a garden hose or tape. They're both called ropes just for the sake of continuity, regardless of which type you have, the most common being the steel cables.
I see. And then sometimes those ropes or cables are covered, like you say, in a plastic. That plastic is very similar to the high jump bars that I have seen at various track and field events throughout America, thus establishing a link between wrestling and track and field that I am so desperate to prove to Tex Thompson. And that I hope to clear one day during intermission when I get a running start at the ring and try to clear the second ring rope. Yes.
I bet Bob Hardy would trip you.
Now, sign guy, in your honest opinion, do you think I could out high jump Bob Hardy?
Yeah, because Bob Hardy has 17 stints in him.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Well, that's a question I felt that needed to be answered. Now, what would happen if I was running in tandem with Bob Hardy to that second ring rope, and I kind of let's say threw out some popcorn kernels? Are a various food stuff that they did serve at Blue Collar Wrestling. Would this be enough for him to halt his approach to that second ring rope? That's what I'm asking.
I think the stints would handle that. The man can't run. The man's heart's together with scotch tape and used chewing gum. And you want him to run and jump.
All right. If I can't challenge Bob Hardy, do I jump... competition at Blue Collar, what wrestler do you think could match up to my leaping abilities?
CJ Edwards.
CJ, you said that without the slightest hesitation. Yes.
That's right, I did. CJ Edwards.
Okay. How much do you think CJ Edwards could clear? Because side by side, CJ and I appear to be just about the same height. I myself might even be a half inch taller than CJ.
CJ could probably clear the top from a standing position.
Holy smokes. You might have that right. I've seen him stand flat-footed and leap up onto the apron, much like Bobby Ashley. Bobby Ashley, yes.
Bobby Lashley?
Lashley. Who did I say, Ashley?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that was also one question I was going to ask Ashley, if she could stand flat-footed and leap up on the ring apron like Bobby Lashley. Yes, that was what I was going to ask her.
All right.
Okay, very good. All right, good. All right, well, Sign, did you happen to see when Sammy Pandora, at the 6:30 mark in that video, hit a side Russian leg sweep on Ashley? Did you see that?
Yes. It was ironic that a Russian leg sweep was used against someone named America.
Yes. They're very ironic there, yes. I was going to ask Ashley if it was her goal one day to visit the Russian port city of Petropavlovsk. And if so, was she a huge fan of WWF's Nikolai Volkov? That's what I was going to ask.
Interesting. Now, why would you think that it would be her goal to visit the Russian port city of Petropavlovsk?
Well, Sign Guy, it's a very growing irony, but some American citizens are saying that they may feel a little bit more secure and safe from domestic terrorism if they had moved to Russia and were under the rule of Putin. Now,
well, they would
kind of
have little domestic terrorism threats if they were not in their domestic area.
Oh, there is some domestic terrorism creeping in into the extreme eastern part of Russia. Yes, kind of like that.
Yeah, but if they're not domestic to there, they'd be an import, so it would not be domestic terrorism for them.
Okay, you're right. There's not too much imported domestic hyperblend. Yes. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Sign Guy, is it one of your goals yourself to visit the port city of Petropavlovsk?
Only if Petrov goes with me.
Okay, Petrov. Okay, I got to write that down. Petrov and Petropavlovsk. Is it true that WWF's Nikolai Volkov was one of your favorite Russian wrestlers?
In the top 10, I would say.
Okay, very good. Top 10, okay. Now, Sign Guy, you also have seen some of those videos of Fuji Vice. Do you say that the Fuji Vice, would you rate that above Fuji Cantina, in your opinion?
Yes.
I see. What about the contributions that the Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart made to Fuji Cantina?
I don't think they really needed Jimmy Hart, really. I mean, he didn't seem to really fit the mold in Fuji Cantina. I would have cast maybe Bob Orton Jr.
Okay, Bob Orton Jr. Yeah, I think he did play a more critical role in Fuji Cantina than the Mouth of the South. However, you know, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, I think he was slightly underrated in that film. Yes.
All right. Now, is Fuji Vice still your favorite all-time Mr. Fuji Don Morocco collaboration?
Well, those are the two that I'm most aware of. Can you name any other film that they've starred in, short film?
I believe they had a few. They also did a stand-up comedy routine.
Oh, I mentioned that several times on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Yes. That's going to be my homework assignment to see if they did any other short films together besides Fuji Vice and Fuji Cantina. Very important homework assignment. Yes.
Are you writing this down in your dedicated homework assignment notebook?
Yes, the homework assignment. I have that notebook right here. Yes. Now, you'll be amazed to know, Sign Guy, that lady that ran outdoor record in the 5K at Shippensburg is about 16 minutes and 1 second. Very impressive.
Not as impressive as Brie Bella in her 2 seconds.
Well, you know, that 5,000 meters is 3.1 miles. To do that in 16 minutes, not bad. Not bad at all. Okay. All right. Yes. Well, Sign Guy, can you tell
us your new favorite track and field team?
What is that?
Is this college your new favorite track and field team? You seem
awesome
with their track and field records.
Yeah, I think it is. Shippensburg, it's there in Pennsylvania. I believe it is a division, of course, a Division II school, not quite Division I. So they've got some pretty darn good marks, especially, well, I didn't have time to see the men's marks, but the ladies' marks, very solid. In fact, their high outdoor high jump is 5'9", not bad, 5'9".
All right. Do you plan to go to Pennsylvania and maybe visit this college?
I don't know. It could be a stopping off hub, especially if I travel to Indiana and I overshoot Indiana on my way to see a Razor Ramon concert. If I do overshoot, I'm going to request Shippensburg to be the hub, the hub that boomerangs me back west toward Indiana. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Yes.
So you're driving is what you're saying.
Well, yes, if I landed at, let's say I landed in Shippensburg College in Pennsylvania, and let's say the flight announcer said, gee, I'm sorry, you overshot Shelbyville. What kind of ride would you like, QT, to get you to Shelbyville? Then I'd have to make a ride, you know, decision to get me to Shelbyville. You yourself are very good at posting rides on Turnbuckle Turmoil's Facebook page. Yes. Imagine you're riding like in a Humvee, something like that. Yes.
Now, why would you be flying into Shelbyville, which has only a small municipal airport?
Well, I'd take a small plane.
Oh, so you would charter a private plane.
Yes, probably from Kelso Longview Airport to Shelbyville. I'm sure they have one of those.
All right. Now, can you confirm that the Razor Ramones would be playing in Shelbyville?
I am going to have to check their upcoming playlist. Yes. I hear that they're going to tour quite extensively this summer.
All right.
And Beth Sharp might be accompanying them along to supply oatmeal and stuff. Yes.
Now, do you think she'll actually supply it, or do you think that she'll just tell them that, and when they go to get it, she'll be hiding in the bushes laughing at them as they search for the oatmeal?
Hiding in the bushes? That, I'm not sure if that would be a very wifely thing to do. From what I hear, she has
known to do it.
Is hiding in the bushes, is this because she fears illuminated numbers on the side of the house?
She yes. Really does.
Really? Has Beth Sharp ever been a serial peeper?
I believe so. I believe back in 2011, there was quite the incident.
Okay, we're going to have to seek counseling for her. Yes. Very good.
Now, okay. When you go to this private airfield there in Shelbyville, what's the first place you're going to visit in Shelbyville? I'm sure you'll be hungry.
Well, now, pretty much Dave the Beast Barnett is a... how would you say, a critic, a food critic? I think he's done several write-ups in local magazines, food magazines, and he, you know, pretty much knows all the ins and outs and the up-and-comers in the food industry around Shelbyville. I'm going to have to defer to him where all the good night spots are.
All right, that sounds fair.
He even knows where to get the best coffee at certain rest stops and gas stations throughout the area.
I don't think the rest stops in Indiana have coffee outside of the vending machines. I've never come across it.
Don't they have like those petrol stops like we do along I-5?
They do, but they don't serve coffee. You have to get it out of a vending machine.
Damn. Okay. All right. All right. Well, now, Sign Guy, is there any word about the new major that Dave the Beast Barnett has chosen to study? Has he concretely settled upon said major, and did he get together with the school counselor to do so?
Well, it was won in a contest. Petrov won this contest, so Beast will be studying psychology at the University of Wyoming.
Oh, wow. Laramie, I guess that is, Laramie?
Yes.
What did Petrov receive for getting first place?
He received the honor of knowing that Beast will be a psychology major.
Has Petrov, has he projected Dave the Beast Barnett to graduate magna cum laude or summa cum laude?
I believe summa cum laude.
Okay, summa cum laude. Okay, very good. Now, like Ashley said, I think summa cum laude is like 3.7 to 3.8 grade point range. I think so. I'm not sure. And I think 3.8 to 4 is magna cum laude. I will have to do some research on this. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. Yes. Here we go.
All right.
Because I think there is also, yeah, I think there's just plain cum laude, and that is like 3.69 and below. But I'm going to check right now.
Do you yourself plan to go to this college, enroll, and maybe join their track and field team?
A senior track and field team, yes.
All right.
Keeping in mind, Sign Guy, that I believe that the 40-year-old and over mark in the mile just went under 4 minutes, and that was like 3 years ago. And one of the guys that was running around a 4:01 was a former Kenyan Olympian named Wilson Wagwa, 4:01, 4 minutes, 1 second, 40 years old. That's about as good as the quarterback for Denver, Peyton Manning. Yes.
All right.
You know, Sign Guy, that's 60 seconds a lap, and that's for four laps. Essentially, it is a race against the minute, a minute a lap. People can really identify with that. To my knowledge, there is really no equivalent of wrestling at Blue Collar or Hoosier Pro Wrestling of the four-minute mile. It's that magical of a barrier. Yes. See what I'm getting at? Yes.
You're saying that no one can beat the four-minute mile there?
No. Yes.
What about C.J. Edwards?
Well, maybe he'll come very close. Yes.
King James?
I'm going to say you're going to have to give one or two more years to King James. Yes.
What about Cousin Cooter?
Oh, wow. Cousin Cooter and Chicken? Yes. Yeah, I think he's already graduated with honors for life. Yes. Okay, Sign. Speaking of Cousin Cooter, magna cum laude GPA is 4 points. Yes.
Well, you're saying you want Beast to hit a 4 point at the University of Wyoming?
Yes. Now, wait a second here. I might be wrong here. Okay, cum laude is 3.5 to 3.7. Magna cum laude is 3.8 to 3.9. And summa cum laude, okay, summa cum laude is the best at 4. Then it's magna at 3.8 to 3.9. And then cum laude, 3.5, 3.7. I think Beast would fall more into the 3.5, 3.7 range.
Well, we'll find out when he enrolls.
Why would he study psychology, though? It's not like
because
he can get a job in the psychology factory.
But in the contest, and Petrov won the contest.
Wow, that's quite the mind control that Petrov has over Dave the Beast Barnett.
Not really, because anybody could have won it that entered. Now, let's take, for example, if Rex Sharp had won it. Rex would be studying dentistry. Let's say you had won it. He would be studying paranormal psychology. Let's say if
the Golden Songbird had won it, he'd be studying economics.
I don't see the Golden Songbird as an economic person. I think I kind of associate the Golden Songbird with paleontology. Yes.
Well, that's not what she entered in the contest.
Oh, okay. That's not okay. Well, then I will have to
studying it would be.
I'll have to respect her field of study wishes then. Yes. I don't know. I still think that she would better be advising students about paleontology. Yes.
Well, she wouldn't be advising the students. That's simply what she would have had be study.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, I mean, she's not a professor. Like, whatever college won, Bachelor Beast was going to school, the sub-contest. Whoever won that, that's what he was going to study.
Okay. Could you see Buddy Highway assigning Dave the Beast Barnett as a wishing that Dave the Beast study chemistry?
No, I don't think he had chemistry. Let's see if I still have my notes.
Oh, okay, very important. Okay.
I'm still looking for the notes here. I don't know if I saved them or not. It doesn't appear that I did.
I see.
Unless, let me look in one last place here. This is probably riveting for people. Riveting. I did not.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, now I'll have to ask Buddy Highway what he did specifically wish that David Beast Barnett study. That's fair. I'm going to make that top priority to ask that. Yes. Okay.
Right.
How about physics? Did any one of the local Pacific Northwest wrestlers suggest David Beast Barnett study physics? Keeping in mind that physics, theoretical physics, is huge among the big band cast members.
I think Damon Seitz would be the physics major.
How about Damon Seitz insisting that Dave the Beast Barnett study physics?
Possibly.
Okay. If Damon Seitz underwent studying in physics, do you see him completing a death ray? Death ray, yes.
No.
I see. Oh, okay. Well, Sign Guy, can you tell us who is coming up this Sunday on Turnbuckle Turmoil?
We have referee day. All referees, some of the referees that we'll have on board. T-Rex, you know T-Rex.
Oh, yes. He, in fact, when I last saw him at Blue Collar Wrestling, he requested another interview. Yes.
We also have Ollie Tharp of the great state of Indiana, Rick Knox from Lucha Underground, Bruce Owens, longtime veteran referee, and Eric Foster from the state of West Virginia.
Oh, wow. Bruce Owens, where does he hail from?
Florida. He was
Oh, wow.
Around in the days of Eddie Graham, actually.
Superstar Eddie Graham, okay.
No. You're combining two Graham brothers. This was Eddie Graham,
oh,
the owner of the Florida territory.
Oh, okay, no problem. All right. Bruce Owens from Florida. Okay, very good. Wow. Well, I look forward to any video that you could send me of these particular referees. Yes.
I will do my best there.
Should I ask them about track and field and how it relates to wrestling? That's my main question.
Nope.
Should I ask them about magnum cum laude and cum laude and summa cum laude?
Nope.
Damn. Well, okay. All right. Well, we got referee day coming up Sunday. How about next Friday?
Next Friday, to wrap up the month of February, we have
Haley Shadows.
Haley Shadows. Very mysterious last name, the Shadows. Yes.
Yeah, she is a very young, up-and-coming female star. Has wrestled all over the Midwest, New York, Canada. Looks to be very promising.
Okay, is she in about the same age range as Ashley America?
I believe she is actually quite a bit younger, even.
Has she won titles in both Canada and the United States?
I can't confirm that, but I believe so.
Ooh, okay. It looks like I've got my first question that I have to research of Haley Shadows. Very nice. Okay.
Is it going to be about this college's track and field team?
Well, now that's very legitimate. Very legitimate on my part because I've always striven to combine track and field and wrestling. Maybe not, though. You can only ask that question so many times. Yes. Although I would like to see Randy Zellers throw the discus. I would like that.
What if he threw a discus clothesline?
Yes. Yes, or the discus punch. Yes. Randy Zellers looking pretty good last time at La Promenita's. I think you would concur with this. Yes.
You mean just in general because he didn't compete?
Oh, yeah, just in general, yes.
All right.
He always brings a sunny disposition wherever he goes. That's what I'm getting at.
Was that a Sunny Days reference?
Yes. Speaking of which, I believe Sunny Days had some flooding problems in Longview back about 2 months ago during those heavy rains. Any news about this situation about her flooding basement in Longview, Sangai?
She has a big basement because she doesn't live in Longview.
I thought she lived near Castle Rock and Longview border.
Nope.
Wow, okay. I've got to research that also. Yes, okay.
Well, QT, looks like we're running out of time, so I guess we'll wrap this thing up. Would you like to plug that college for the people thinking of maybe attending their track and field meet?
Yes, that's Shippenburg University, home to two very distinct alumni, a four-star general, and Dean Koontz, a famous author. Yes. Very interesting.
All right,
now,
Lord.
Keeping also in mind that the University of Washington produced Pappy Boyington of Baba Black Sheep fame. And he was a wrestler at the University of Washington. Pappy Boyington.
All right. Well, our thanks to Ashley America. Bench will be back with you for referee day on Sunday. We'll talk to you then.